ShareCare, helping you find experts, the top minds in health and medicine. It's ShareCare Radio with Dr. Daria Long Gillespie on RadioMD.com.
Hi, we just spent a lot of time talking about how we can help our kids stay active, but what about ourselves? Although more than half of American adult resolutions have a health component, a depressing 92% of resolutions are given up by around January 20th. So why is it so hard for us to keep our health and fitness resolutions, and how can we make sure that we're part of that successful 8%? A health coach will help you keep on track and make your resolutions a reality. My next guest, David Buer, is one of those health coaches. David is an Atlanta-based personal trainer who helps celebrities, world-class athletes, and business professionals meet their fitness goals. He doesn't just work with celebrities, though. David has created a specialized free program exclusively for ShareCare users called Transform You, where he shares his expertise on fitness, nutrition, and wellness. Today, David is going to help us learn to make the right resolutions and how to make them stick. So, David, thank you for joining me. Really appreciate having you here.
Great to be here, Daria. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
So thank you.
First of all, what's up with these numbers? Over 90% of people quit their resolutions after a month?
Pretty amazing, right?
It is.
I think there are three components associated with it. There's the folks that make unrealistic goals, that expect results overnight and want to run a marathon within 6 weeks after being, not involved in any sort of physical activity prior to. Then there's those folks that were pressured into the situation based, it may be by trend, because everybody's making resolutions.
Not because resolutions. They wanted to do
right,
it, but
exactly.
Because they're pressured in.
Or a friend or coworker, and they haven't truly decided for themselves. And when you don't do something like that, whereas you're deciding for yourself that it's best for you, you're not really going to commit to it.
The motivation has to be internal.
Absolutely. And then there's that challenge factor, right? In order to change, in order to create positive change, it requires challenge. And challenge requires you to step out of your comfort zone, doing things that you're unaccustomed to doing. Doing things that are going to reverse, the things that, the symptoms that got you to where you are in an unhealthy state today.
Okay. So you got to give yourself a little bit of an extra push and a challenge there too.
Absolutely. It's making that commitment to yourself for the right reasons and utilizing that as that fuel and motivation to drive you to make healthy choices.
Well, you said one of the first ones you mentioned was vague and unrealistic goals.
Yes.
What are more realistic and specific goals that you like to see people make?
Making that commitment to take that first step, doing positive things on a daily basis that are going to help us improve our stock, improve our health, things that are going to allow us to lose weight, feel better, have more energy, allow us to be more productive. Mm-hmm. So setting a goal like walking 5 times a week or incorporating strength training 3 times a week, even something as simple as parking further from the grocery store. So you're going to take more steps on a daily basis. Things like that are a little bit more realistic and get you going so that you're not deterred.
Yeah, I hear I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I don't know where to start with that. But if I say, okay, 5 times walking this week, or on Monday, Wednesday, Friday after work, I'm going to go for a walk with a friend.
Absolutely.
Give you that kind of specificity to hang on to.
Making healthier choices, and those healthier choices are going to help you improve your overall quality of life, whether it's losing weight, having more energy, being more productive, feeling more confident, all of those factors.
Undoubtedly, these kind of changes will really improve your life overall, from how you look to how you feel, to how you feel about yourself. So we all have crazy schedules. Tell me some specific things you helped people to get fitness fit into their jam-packed schedules.
Well, first thing I try to do is make people understand that we make time for things that are important to us, right?
That's so true. You schedule your manicure and your hairstyle.
Right. So if your health is truly important to you, and it should be the utmost of priorities because you have loved ones and friends and family that are depending on you to be there for them. So your health is a priority so that you can be there for them and be there for them in a productive manner, energized and helpful and confident and in a good mood. Mm-hmm. So understanding that your health needs to be a priority is step one. And then realizing that it doesn't take a lot. If you haven't worked out leading up to your resolution, something as simple as 10 to 20 minutes of physical activity, whether it's walking or biking or even, you know, watching our Transform You videos on sharecare.com to help you take that next step to live a healthier life are key. It doesn't take a lot. It's simpler than you think.
It's
and
really,
you shouldn't stress yourself out over it.
It's really about looking at your schedule, looking at your preferences, and finding time and fitting it in. Do it at the beginning of the week, because if you wait until Wednesday to fit it in, it probably won't happen.
Planning and preparation is
and
key.
And finding what you like. Maybe you want to work out in your home, in which case the Transform You videos are perfect. Or you maybe you like being outside, in which case going for a walk. I also like this social component of saying, I'm going to meet my friend for a walk.
Absolutely.
It's
you know, all
thing.
Of those things. What you know yourself. You know what your strengths and weaknesses are. You know when you're vulnerable and are more apt to slack off.
Mm-hmm.
So identifying those types of situations and finding ways to avoid even putting yourself in those types of scenarios.
I like that. Don't just say, I'm going to become suddenly the morning runner at 5 in the morning. If you're not a morning person, find your time, right?
Exactly.
It doesn't matter
exactly.
when you go.
Exactly.
Okay, great. Now, what if somebody is already pretty fit? You know, what do you tell them? Should they bother making a health resolution?
Well, bottom line is we always want to continue to improve. We want to get better with age, and there's no reason not to.
Not just on January,
exactly,
but every...
Exactly. With ShareCare.com available to you, with all types of health experts on there and information available to us to make great choices and identifying goals and achievements that we want to, you know, look forward to along the way, you know, there are things that need to be incorporated and allow you to push forward and get even healthier than you are today, stronger, faster, better conditioned, more flexible. You can always find a way to improve. And it's about being honest with yourself, knowing that, okay, I'm great at this, but I'm not so good at this.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I should, this is the year that I'm going to focus on that and bring that up to par with
what is that
else.
Thing that you always ignore? Is it strength training? Is it stretching at the end?
Absolutely.
Really looking at that.
You know, and then identifying what your weakest areas are in that workout. Is it my core? Is it my legs? Have I spent a little bit too much, you know, time on my upper body, and now have I neglected my legs, my lower body, which is our foundation, our base.
That's true. Well, I also like what you said about our overall health. It's fitness, it's nutrition. What are some key nutrition goals you like to tell people,
well,
resolutions aside?
The first thing I say to people is you can't out-train a bad diet.
So true.
So no matter what you do physical activity-wise and what you do in the gym, if your nutrition isn't at that same level and at those high standards, you're really going to let yourself down.
Mm-hmm.
So I like people to focus on trying to reduce their sugar intake, really trying to limit that, and then increasing their fiber intake from sources like blueberries, raspberries, strawberries. Berries are a great source of that. And then your green leafy vegetables like spinach and kale and broccoli are excellent choices. And then incorporating healthy fats like avocado and nuts and virgin olive oil. What that's going to do is help reduce our blood pressure, help reduce our stress levels, increase our energy, strengthen our immune system, and improve overall health.
And prevent those crashes in the afternoon when we're tired.
Absolutely. And incorporating that protein component with every meal to help balance blood sugar is key.
I like that. A little bit of fat, fiber, healthy protein. David, 20 seconds. I want to know, what are your health and fitness resolutions for 2015?
Well, mine is very simple. Have a more positive impact on individuals in 2015 than I even had in 2014.
I think that is the best kind of resolution to have. We hope the very same thing here at ShareCare. And I want to thank you for your time you spent today, David. This has been absolutely fantastic. I really appreciate it. That was David Buer. You have Dr. Daria here, and you're listening to ShareCare Radio. Thanks for listening, and stay well. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD.